Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, September 30th. It's hardly a stretch to say that the pandemic has been delivery service's best friend. Takeout meals are so much more attractive when we're avoiding other people. That's meant a surge in revenue for leaders and hungry rivals, Uber Eats and DoorDash. In the second quarter, Uber Eats' gross delivery bookings totaled almost $7 billion, a jump of well over 100% from Q1. Before we all started eating in. As a privately held company, DoorDash is keeping a lot of data to itself, but the number of people using DoorDash doubled from 10 million last year to 20 million now, according to research firm eMarketer. Possibly to Uber Eats' chagrin, DoorDash became so ubiquitous that it was responsible for more than half of all U.S. meal delivery in April. Wow. That's according to market researcher Edison Trends. Last week, LinkedIn named DoorDash number 2 on its list of top 50 startups, based in part on exuberant hiring plans. The company is expected to go public by the end of the year. Uber Eats holds about 30% of U.S. market share. Despite their rapid growth, neither DoorDash nor Uber Eats has yet turned a profit. Chew on that. These rivals are employing ever more creative marketing strategies in their efforts to become or remain top takeout dog. Uber Eats constructed a quirky ad campaign that celebrates competition itself in a sort of meta way. The latest ads feature an unusual rivalry between, get this, Star Wars and Star Trek. They star none other than Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker in Star Wars, and Sir Patrick Stewart, Star Trek's Captain Jean-Luc Picard. They compete ferociously, almost grimly, in games of air hockey and Connect Four. But when an Uber Eats driver delivers a delectable dish, each breaks the foreboding mood to politely thank the driver. In this ad, Stewart armed with a cricket bat and Hamill carrying a baseball bat enter a dark, empty warehouse.
Tonight, I'll be eating a veggie cheeseburger on ciabatta. No tomatoes.
Tonight, I'll be eating 4 cheese tortellini with extra tomatoes.
Stewart. So it's come to this.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Part of what makes the spot so amusing is that the argument tomato versus tomato is, of course, from the classic George Gershwin song, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off. But, of course, neither Uber Eats nor DoorDash is planning to call the whole thing off. Quite the opposite. If takeout became essential in March, it's remaining so and could see even more growth this winter if a second wave of the virus causes more lockdowns. In Uber Eats' case, the company says the campaign celebrating rivalries has already been a huge success in Australia, Taiwan, and Japan, where it launched last year. An ad featuring Kim Kardashian and a fictional Australian character pushed Uber Eats' brand awareness in Australia to levels, quote, on par with McDonald's, the company told Adweek. The new Stewart Hamill ads bring the campaign to the U.S. and Canada. But whether the cleverness of Uber Eats' ad campaign can steal away any of DoorDash's loyal customers, well, that's the big question. DoorDash's latest ads are far more straightforward, teasing customers with images of sweets from Dunkin' Donuts, its latest app partner. Oh, and discounts on delivery, which could be a far more powerful incentive than Stewart's mellifluous British accent. If Uber Eats has anything to say about winning its tough fight with DoorDash, well, it might be this.
Make it so, number one.
From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Edited by Emma Porter. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie. Created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.